From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The death toll from Typhoon Hato has risen to at least 12. It's the most powerful storm to hit the region in about 50 years. Chan Chi-ping, a spokesman from Macau Special Administrative Region in the government, details some of the incidents that happened on Macau.
今日台风是53年以来最强的。
Five people were killed and 153 others were injured as Typhoon Hato hit Macau. The government departments have been closely watching its impacts on Macau. Related departments have done and are continuing doing their parts and trying their best to handle rescue work and relief.
New information from Macau puts the death toll at 8 as Hato heads to China's Guangxi region. Voters in Angola are waiting to learn who will be the first president in decades following the retirement of President José Eduardo dos Santos. Votes are being counted to determine if dos Santos' likely successor, Defense Minister João Lourenço, will prevail. The ruling MPLA party is widely predicted to win Wednesday's election. China's government has criticized a U.S. decision to launch a trade probe of Beijing's technology policy as a violation of the global trading system and said it will resolutely defend any Chinese companies that are hurt. Commerce Ministry spokesman said the probe announced by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer improperly applies U.S. law instead of international rules of trade. This is VOA News. A Spanish man is detained by Dutch police after he was found driving a van with gas canisters near a Rotterdam concert venue. Ryan Brooks has more on this story.
A possible attack on a concert in the Netherlands thwarted on Wednesday, police arresting a man driving a van loaded with gas canisters near Rotterdam. According to the city's mayor, authorities were led to the suspect after a tip-off from Spain about a threat to a gig by California band A La La's.
The bus stood out because it drove up and down a few times with a Spanish license plate, and that was the reason why police pulled it over.
Bomb squads rifled through the vehicle to see if it was part of the threat. Sources tell Reuters there was no link to the attacks in Spain last week, but an investigation is ongoing. Police say they took the driver into custody for questioning and canceled the show just before doors opened. No injuries were reported, and for now, Dutch counterterrorism has not escalated the country's threat level.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the Trump administration will bring the full measure of American economic and diplomatic power to bear to deal with the crisis in Venezuela.
The past half century has seen so much of Latin America follow down the road of freedom and progress. Yet as we speak, Venezuela has gone in the opposite direction, toward dictatorship, not democracy.
Pence spoke to a crowd at the church in Doral, Florida, an enclave for Venezuelan immigrants in the U.S. Earlier, Pence met with 15 Venezuelan exiles in South Florida who told him more help is needed to restore democracy in the socialist regime. This week, Pence also traveled to Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama to rally friends in the hemisphere, but had to switch to damage control in the region scarred by past U.S. invasions. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met U.S. presidential adviser Jared Kushner on Wednesday after the United States decided to withhold millions of dollars in aid. Two U.S. sources familiar with the matter told Reuters news agency on Tuesday that Washington had decided to deny Egypt $95.7 million in aid and to deny a further $195 million because it had failed to make progress on respecting human rights and democracy. Several cities in North India are under a security lockdown ahead of a verdict in a rape trial involving a controversial and hugely popular spiritual leader. Tens of thousands of followers of self-titled Saint Dr. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Ji Insan have gathered in the town of Panchkula, where the special court is set to announce its verdict on Friday. Police and paramilitary soldiers are on the scene, fearing violence if a guilty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.